Angels don't just pray for us, they sing. In honor after feast tomorrow, discover remarkable stories where heavenly voices were heard by ordinary people. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's story. Tomorrow is the memorial of the Holy Guardian Angels, a beautiful tradition that reminds us of their constant companionship. So in honor of this feast, I want to share with you a few remarkable stories about the presence of angels. Stories where their presence was revealed not through visions or apparitions, but through song. These accounts come from the book Send Me Your Guardian Angel by Father Alessio Parente, and they reveal a wondrous truth. Angels sing, and sometimes, by God's grace, people are allowed to hear them. The first account comes from Mrs. Ahrens, a widow who witnessed something extraordinary at her husband's deathbed. She recalls, "My husband, Milo, was very ill and in great pain. His body was practically consumed by cancer, and his vision and hearing were severely affected. About 2 weeks before the Lord took him to himself, something beautiful happened. Our nephew, Father Frank Bognano, and our eldest daughter went to visit Milo in the infirmary where he had been hospitalized for 3 months. Milo was a very religious man and loved to sing and pray. Father Frank led us in prayer as we knelt around his bed, and then we sang songs of thanksgiving. My eyes were closed, as were the eyes of those present, our usual way of praying. We were singing Alleluia when another male voice joined us in beautiful harmony. The door was open, and I assumed the voice, coming from my right side, belonged to my son, who might have come to see his father. We sang several verses and were filled with the blessing of peace and spiritual love that surrounded us. When we finished our hymn, I turned to greet my son, but there was no one there. Tears began to stream down my face. My daughter asked me if something was wrong. I could not explain my weeping. Perhaps they were tears shed for the blessing received, because someone had been there. I felt, heard, and took part in something beautiful that I could not explain. As we talked about it, we felt that something extraordinary had happened. All of us had heard the beautiful, harmonious, angelic voice. Milo then said that an angel had been among us, and we sung in harmony. Our encounter with the angel was beautiful. It was a wonderful and unforgettable experience. My husband passed away just 10 days after the angel's appearance. How precious it is to know that our guardian angels are always with us." Father Alessio pauses here to reflect. Was it really an angel who came to visit Mr. Milo on his deathbed? He recalls Padre Pio's own words to Raffaelina Cerase. "At the moment of death, your soul will see the good angel who accompanied you throughout life and was so generous in motherly love." Now, as we all know, one of the things angels do is praise and give glory to God. And in the Bible, we see this more than once. For example, in Luke's Gospel, at the birth of Christ, a multitude of the heavenly host sings, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will." And in Revelation, the elders and living creatures sing a new song to the Lamb. So, according to Scripture, angels express their praise to God also through song. Father Alessio shares two more remarkable moments when angelic singing was heard by those close to Padre Pio. But just before we get to that, If this story moved your heart, perhaps it is because your guardian angel is reminding you of the same truth Milo discovered at the end of his life. We are never alone. Padre Pio often said our angels accompany us to the very threshold of eternity. That's why I invite you to take a concrete step and walk under Padre Pio's protection. By becoming one of the protected children of Padre Pio, your intentions will be remembered every month in a holy mass, and you will be placing your life and those you love under his powerful intercession. Click the link in the description to begin this journey with Padre Pio. Now back to our story. On one occasion at the convent in San Giovanni Rotondo, a number of friars heard a kind of heavenly music, voices singing in beautiful harmony. But they could not explain where it was coming from. At that time of day, no one was singing in the church. So they went to Padre Pio to see if he could give them an answer. He was absorbed in prayer at that moment, and startled by the friars' voices, he replied, "Why are you surprised? These are the voices of the angels carrying souls from purgatory to paradise." Naturally, the friars were left speechless, but their hearts were filled with joy as they reflected on the extraordinary experience they had just witnessed. On another occasion, two of Padre Pio's young spiritual children were sitting on a beach on a summer afternoon. Suddenly, they heard unexplainable voices coming from the direction of Mount Gargano, and as they listened, those voices became clearer and clearer. They described the voices as not belonging to earth, but to heaven. A beautiful choir, unlike anything they had ever heard before. The voices were singing the Litany of the Holy Rosary in praise of Our Lady. The music lifted their souls, and then gradually faded away. When they later told Padre Pio, he smiled and said, "Silly children, don't you understand? They were angels praising Our Lady from above the convent. Thank God for the special grace you have received." In conclusion, these stories of angels remind us that the spiritual world is real and that angels play an active role in our lives. They are not only messengers of God, but also singers of His glory. Even if we cannot see or hear them, we can trust that they are always near, carrying out their divine duties and guiding and protecting us in ways beyond our understanding. Wishing you all a blessed memorial of the Holy Guardian Angels tomorrow. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.